W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris on the University of Michigan campus telling young voters in the audience,
I love your generation. I really do. And one of the things about it is you are rightly impatient for change. I love that about you. You are impatient for change.
Donald Trump at a rally in Atlanta.
Kamala is labeling more than half of the country as the enemy combatants, and she's calling them all fascists and Nazis, okay? But she's a fascist, okay? She's a fascist.
Today, Kamala Harris holds a rally on the White House Eclipse, where Donald Trump rallied his supporters on January 6th after losing the 2020 election. The FBI has now joined the investigation into the burning of ballot boxes in the Pacific Northwest. Hundreds of ballots were burned. The U.S. Postal Service says if you are voting by mail, it's a very good idea to get your ballot in today. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is in Manitowoc Monday at a union-supported factory, encouraging voters in Northeast Wisconsin to vote early for Vice President Kamala Harris and Democrats throughout the ballot. This was Walz's first visit to Manitowoc and his seventh to Wisconsin as vice presidential candidate.
She understands that manufacturing jobs are the ticket to the middle class, a ticket that doesn't require you go into debt with a college degree. And under her leadership, we're winning the race to make sure the future is made in America.
Later in the day, he attended a private event in Waukesha. Wisconsin officials are reporting a nearly 40% increase in early in-person absentee voting over 2020. Early in-person absentee voting began last week. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says voters have requested nearly a million absentee ballots, with over 715,000 returned by mail or in person. This Halloween, former President Bill Clinton is coming to the Badger State. He won't be trick-or-treating, but rather he's campaigning for the Harris-Walz ticket. He'll appear in the Fox Valley and in Milwaukee. The specific locations and times have not yet been released. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump will be in Ashwaubenon at the Resch Center tomorrow night with a campaign rally for his ticket. A retired officer with the Green Bay Police Department was killed over the weekend in Oconto County. 60-year-old Thomas Roberts of Green Bay was on his ATV when he was struck by an SUV in the town of Gillett Friday night. The Oconto County Sheriff's Office believes that Obilio Thomas Sargento Robrello, 32, of Gillett, was the driver of the SUV. He fled the scene of the accident. He was located in a hotel in Jacksonville, Arkansas, several days later. Officials say Robrello is awaiting extradition back to Oconto County. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers get ready for the Hawkeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers with another primetime game. They head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. Saturday night at 6:30. Luke Fickell on what they learned in their loss to Penn State over the weekend.
They made more plays than we did, and in those situations, especially as it came down late in the game, those ones are the critical ones. And they're not like plays out of the ordinary. It's plays that come along with execution, and plays that come along with being poised enough throughout that entire game to be able to anticipate some of those things. And as you look back at it, that's where, to me, I'd say they did a better job.
NFL, an MRI shows no serious damage for Jordan Love. The Packers quarterback played against the Jaguars with a groin injury. Matt LaFleur.
I just thought it was a pretty gutty performance. He was definitely hurting his ability to move, to really drive the football. You know, I thought it was just a tough, gritty performance.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Celtics 119-108. They've now lost three in a row. They're in Memphis Thursday night for Halloween. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight, our temperature dropping into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, showers, thunder showers with falling temperatures will be in the upper 50s to low 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepolsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Earl Ingram.
Election day is just a week away, and Sandy Williams will be here Tuesday morning to discuss the striking difference between the two presidential candidates and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to Nicole Stockman, Veteran Service Coordinator, UW Green Bay. She's got a great week coming up to honor vets out there. We're going to be talking about that. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested tens of thousands of times to ensure they'll last for you for a lot of years. Pella offers custom colors, innovative features like shades between the glass. Right now, zero interest up to 36 months, but it ends on the 31st. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
Great company. Love them. Love Pella.
And you love CP?
He
brags about you guys all the time.
I do.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You guys
that.
Really know. We wouldn't have the community we have without the CP and
Thank
what you,
you
do, John. And you've
Thank
done
you.
A lot in this community for a lot of years.
Thank
I'm glad
you.
You've ended up there.
Thank you.
And
John Syndergaard.
John Syndergaard, who is the
third time's a charm, my
does
friend.
Every,
well
okay,
done.
It's kind of like with Nordgaard. You got G-A-A-R-D. Does that mean something in like Dutch? I mean, you know, like...
No, actually, it's Danish. I don't know what the translation
is. Is that the same? Aren't Danes the same as Dutch?
Yeah, there's some similarities, I guess. But I was telling you coming in that, I mean, our name historically has been butchered just terribly. So yours by comparison, pretty mild.
The Mino versus the Mino?
Yeah, okay.
Well, John, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Game Changers, fundraiser and auction for CP, presented by Bellmark Incorporated and U.S. Venture.
Thank you.
Gabe, you guys... I work for a nonprofit. You obviously work for a nonprofit.
Yes.
And raising money is part of our job, part of our mission, we have to do that to keep the doors open.
You bet.
You've had successful auctions in the past. You still have a telethon, which is awesome. But what are we doing here with Game Changers?
Yeah, so historically for decades, you know that we have offered an annual auction. And it's been very, very well received. It's one of the three pillar fundraising events that we offer annually. But we just decided after doing it for decades, it's gotten a little stale. We need to mix it up. You and I were talking a little bit off air. As nonprofits, we need to continue to be creative to make sure that we're continuing to endear ourselves to the community. So it's still going to be primarily an auction event. We're going to have over 60 auction items every form, something for everybody. But one of the things that we're going to do this year is we're going to offer some interactive games. And those interactive games are going to help us educate the community about some of the work that we do That's internally cool. at CP, some of the challenges that our clients deal with every day, and some of the good work that our staff does to respond to those challenges every day. So we're going to have some interactive sensory games around sight, smell, touch, and so forth. So while people are sitting there waiting to see whether they've been successful in bidding for their auction items, we're going to give them some interactive events so that they can participate. We think that that's going to not only help educate folks about CP, but perhaps draw in a different demographic going forward for us as well.
Awesome. That is. Tell me what one of these games might be. So this is at Green Bay Distillery.
That's correct.
Owned by the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. late breaking news. So glad to hear, by the way, that it's still going to be there for our event.
I think it's going to be there for a while, but still they're thinking down the road. But anyway, it's at Green Bay Distillery. I think a lot of, if you haven't been there, a lot of people have been there on McCarthy Way. So
yeah, absolutely.
You go in there and that's where you can do the auction. What are some of the games? Like, what you'd say to educate us on sensory things? Like, what would that be?
So for example, we might have somebody blindfolded and we'll have a series of objects. You know, it's the types of things we've all done as children where you reach out and you need to identify the object.
Cool.
Similar with smell. And, you know, we have a lot of sensory challenges at CP. And so we think, again, those are going to simulate some of those challenges. And then it also gives us the opportunity to talk about some remedies or the types of skill sets that we have internally to deal with those issues.
John, go ahead and just give a little background what you had, because, you know, we see CP, we go by it, you know, you got a beautiful swimming pool and things
we do
like that. But talk about some of the things on day-to-day that you do for individuals.
Sure. By the way, I'd be glad to give you some free day passes to come and try out the warm water pools, fellas, if you ever want to do that.
I would do that.
So,
you know, I can't swim, though, right?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time we saw that.
All right.
Rest assured.
But, all right.
We have got a very large adult day services program. And so we work with currently about 80 adult clients on a daily basis. And those individuals come to CP, and we embrace an educational model. And so we offer better than 30 classes each and every day, whereby we help those individuals achieve their very highest level of self-sufficiency. We do serve 2,100 families a year in our four locations. So if you come to CP, it's anything but a sedentary building. It's a very challenging environment. Everybody's got goals. If you came there, it really rivals a school environment. So you see people shuttling around classes every day. And again, everything from basic living skills to cooking to computer classes and the like. So that's one of our signature programs.
Can I ask maybe a dumb question? I shouldn't, but
no dumb question.
Okay. With CP, is it something you're born with, or is it something that sometimes you develop later in life? And the reason I ask that is because one of my favorite baseball announcers, this young guy that it's baseball announcer, he was for the White Sox, now he's with the Detroit Tigers. Mm-hmm. And he has it and has had it all his life.
Yeah.
And the challenges he's overcome to, he's a major league announcer. He's their That's guy.
Awesome.
And he's a young guy. And he overcame whatever challenges he had. So
how, yeah, absolutely.
So, how does it? Is it more born with or develop?
Yeah, it's some of both. Of both. And I think I also mentioned last time I was here that CP is really a little bit of a misnomer for us because we deal with a lot of other challenges as well. Accident rehabilitation, stroke, post-accident work, spina bifida, and the like. So want people to understand that CP itself is a pretty narrow scope. We do a lot more than that.
That's kind of like an umbrella term for what you guys do with
that. That's correct.
Them.
Yeah, that's right. We also operate a pediatric therapy business where we deal primarily with children. We do deal with some adults as well, and occupational speech and physical therapy. I think you know that we have got a fairly significant child care operation, not only at our Green Bay location, but our Suamico location as well. And then we also have got two warm water therapy pools that you guys are going to come over and give a whirl.
Absolutely.
And John, you mentioned that last time, but if people don't know, it's pretty much your name, cerebral palsy, is what people think of, you know? And
that's right.
I'm sure the marketing department has proposed name changes.
But it's so well established.
It's so well established that people know. So I think it's important that you get on shows like this and talk about the breadth of products that you do offer.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, our name now, our handle now is actually simply CP. Because we thought that whole notion, that whole cerebral palsy title was too limiting for us.
I got to be honest with you. Until you just told me all this other stuff, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was just specifically for somebody that had cerebral palsy.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
So a number of years we went through a branding process and we actually identified exactly what you said, that whereas we'd like to devise perhaps a different title that's all encompassing, that label, that brand is so strong for us here in Northeast Wisconsin. We simply can't walk away with
that
quite honestly. So
this fundraising,
yes.
groups of people? What's the cost? Tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, that's a Friday night.
Yeah, so
nothing going on. The Packers aren't playing that weekend, right?
Yeah, that's right.
They're off
that
weekend. So, all right.
In fact, I can get you guys both a ticket, but you'll probably still be doing high school football.
Yeah, we'll have another high school. We'll be at round three for that.
Yeah. Well, the mayor can come.
I will.
Perfect. I'll get you a ticket, my friend.
Okay, I'm there.
So Friday, November 8th at the distillery. Doors open at 5:30. As I mentioned, we'll have over 60 items to bid on. Both a live and a silent auction, of course, emceed by our good friend, Bill Jartz.
Who else?
Todd and I actually talked about maybe getting Jartzy on. Maybe if you guys are kind enough to get me back before telethon.
Absolutely.
See if Jartzy can come along, but he's pretty busy now, particularly with his new responsibilities with the Packers.
Yeah.
But we'll see if we
that's
can.
That's one day a week.
Do that. But we'll have a variety.
Well, I think he's talking about the board. He's on the board.
Yeah,
now.
Right.
He got elected to the board.
Yeah, he's not playing. Yeah.
Believe me, that's less than one day a week.
Yeah, right.
he can find time.
So we'll have a variety of raffles, bucket raffles, 50-50, the obligatory raffles, of course, that occur at all these events. All these funds, of course, go right back into our CP operations and programs.
And that's great.
A reminder that all of those dollars stay local. There's no national umbrella that siphons off any money. They all stay here helping our friends and neighbors. So
no disrespect to any organization, but people be shocked sometimes at how many times they raise money locally and a bunch goes to the headquarters.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. In fact, many years ago, predating me being at CP, our board made the decision to break away from the National Cerebral Palsy Organization for that very reason, because too many dollars were coming off the top and not staying local. And so that was a really good strategic decision.
I used
to
do a lot of outdoor benefit, you know, Whitetails Unlimited, bass fishing. I mean, just go on and on and on and on, everyone. And lots of those didn't survive because of that, because so much was getting siphoned off.
Right.
And the guys weren't happy about it. And they'd have like these big projects. We want to develop this wetlands. Well, we don't. What do you mean? We raised X amount.
Absolutely.
Well, a lot of that went. And guys were just like, well, heck with it. I just want my money to all stay local. That was a big issue with a lot of those organizations.
It's really a tragedy. And if you knew how much money comes off the top
those
organizations fundraising no disrespect. I agree to national organizations, but it's a little surprising.
And the ones I mentioned, I shouldn't, you know, I'm not saying they were, I'm just those types of organizations. There used to be so many more of them.
Yes.
And you just don't see many of them anymore.
Yeah, agreed.
But that's such a great thing that you guys made it specific. It's staying here.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I don't want to diss the Nationals because they do
keep
you alive.
Great work.
They do the branding. They do a lot of national work. And you know, some people leave and it doesn't work. I mean, you guys were so thoughtful in what you did. You had a strategic plan. What are we going to do? We're not going to have them anymore.
Yes.
And you've been very, very successful.
Yes.
And the community appreciates that because, like Johnny said, we like money that stays local.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you bet. Thank you.
What are some of the auction items? Want to tease us with anything?
So, well, we have got, of course, some weekend getaways. We've got golf packages.
Love
we've got some sportsman's packages. We got some home decor packages.
Oh.
So we've got something for everybody. So, by the way, you guys can get online early and bid even if you can't attend. Johnny, you can still bid online. www.
John, that's World Wide Web.
Okay.
wearecp.org.
That's easy.
wearecp.org.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
No, you guys stick around. Can you stick around for another
10 minutes? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Quick break. John Syndergaard, CP Game Changers. Perfect. Coming up.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Where do we go from here, now that all of the children are growing up?
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a great-looking Tuesday morning. Once again, 57 in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 65 in Oshkosh. Just beautiful weather. John Syndergaard from CP is here with his Game Changers, one of the big fundraisers you do every year. And you say you have a comment you want for Jim regarding his candy bars?
I was listening earlier about your trick-or-treating discussion and the fact that,
Can you say something? That's a term that makes us all just hold our breath for a second. I was listening earlier.
As you never know which way that could go.
Every morning, lawyer. As I always do, to get my morning education.
All right. Thank you, John.
You know, it's no wonder that you get 300 trick-or-treaters. After mentioning that you buy full-time or full-size candy bars on air, you're probably going to have double. You better not offer your address.
We'll
do that later on the show.
Okay, but John, I just want to say that our neighborhood likes Halloween. Madigan's and some, you know, Keens and everybody does something pretty cool. Yeah. Like, it's like when I was a kid trick-or-treating, a lot of the small Snickers bars and things, but... Yeah, and we like that. I mean, we get a lot of kids. They're very respectful, and we enjoy that.
Sure.
We sit on the porch and just give out candy.
Yeah. So quick related story, if you just indulge me. So when our kids were young, we lived in a neighborhood adjacent to Reggie and Sarah White. To being the operative word.
Is that over by Lombardi Middle School?
It is.
I was in Reggie's house.
Yep. Over in the west side.
Absolutely. Yes.
And so our kids understood that Reggie and Sarah were not only going to provide full-size candy bars, but a signed Packer card as well.
Wow.
So our kids were up.
Wait, was that a rumor?
That was a rumor. Oh. Neighborhood kids, everybody knew. And an hour before trick-or-treating hours, there was a line around the block. It was just crazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I said to my kids, who were trick-or-treating age at that point, who were heading out of the house early, I said, "Oh, you're excited to go over to Reggie and Sarah's house to get the signed football card, huh?" They go, "No, Dad, full size candy bars." true story.
And they did. They handed them out.
True story. Full size candy bars. Wow. Great people.
Yeah. You know, I was telling you, I was watching that movie on the Menendez on Netflix or whatever, and their thing to try to win back the neighborhood was handing out the real big candy bars. You know, you get regular size, then you can get the bonus size. So the men were handing that out. But these kids would be, "Hey, is this where some guys murdered their parents?" It's like, "Wow, do you want this candy bar or not?"
So we do trick or treating in the halls of CP with our daycare kids. Yep. So we have over 100 kids in daycare. About half of them probably roam the halls and do trick-or-treating. And so I usually procrastinate, go to the store late, morning of, and so forth and so on. Actually, trick-or-treating is tomorrow, so perhaps I should stop and buy candy on the way back to the office.
They ran out one year, so you should go after the show.
Oh, yeah. But I thought, you know, maybe $25 or $30 was gonna do the job. $75, baby food, toddlers, big kids.
Yeah. Ask him what his is for this week.
Well, yeah, it's a dollar candy bar. You know,
tell him.
Yeah, $300.
Wow. That's impressive.
But
that's impressive.
Oh, it's great. And I just, that was one of the highlights of being a kid. I grew up in Two Rivers. And
sure.
All the neighbors, like all the lights were on. Here, you know, you drive around, it's like, you know, some of these Scrooges are kind of like, you know, you go 3-4 houses with no lights on. Right. That's a long ways to run. But in Two Rivers, man, it was door to door to door. It just everybody leaned into that. So anyway, we like it. We have fun with it. And like I said, I think the kids are awesome. So.
They're probably going to be bussing kids into your house this year.
Well, the vans show up.
Oh, yeah. You better keep that address the address on the down low.
Oh, it's we all do. Everybody does it. So,
once again, game changers. Right. Fundraiser and auction for CP, presented by Bellmark Incorporation and U.S. Venture. After 35 years of auction, we are shaking the night up. Join us for a game changer. A night of sensory games, heavy hors d'oeuvres, a cocktail hour, raffles, and auctions. We invite you to be a game changer for CP coming up on Friday, November 8th. Now, Game Changers takes the place of the CP auction title. Green Bay Distillery, 835 Mike McCarthy Way. But you got a button with a text that reads, "Get tickets."
Right.
How does that happen?
WeRCP.org.
That's correct. WeRCP.org. You bet. Otherwise, go to Cerebral Palsy Green Bay, and you'll pull up our website as well.
All right.
And it says
love
attendees
to see you there.
Will have access to all games with a chance to win exciting prizes and giveaways. You'll be able to browse and bid among more than 70 silent auction items using our online bidding platform. Give smart.
That's awesome,
love it,
John.
That's
thanks great. For having us. Appreciate
it. Tell us, our listeners, one more time about the sensory games that they can play to really learn about what you all do there. And I know you're not bringing a pool, but
no. A lot of our clients struggle with sensory issues, right, both in our pediatric sector as well as our adult sector. And so we think that by bringing people some interactive games that rival some of those challenges that they deal with every day, it's going to be our business, our work is going to be more relatable to our community. And we hope that that will endear people to us, that it will allow people to come on board and support us going forward. And if we're going to continue to be successful, we need to continue to reach a new demographic. And that's the intent of those games, Mayor.
Okay. And you also, to be successful, you need to continue to raise money.
Absolutely.
And the community needs to do that. Your four locations, where are they at? I know you're here in Suamico, but
So we have got a child care facility in Suamico. We've got our headquarters, if you will, in Green Bay on Webster Avenue across from the prison. We're located in Two Rivers. And then we have got a fourth location in Kimberly in the Fox Cities.
You know, I can't even imagine how you've changed people's lives versus maybe what it was like 40 years ago or something for people afflicted with these issues.
Amazing work. Just amazing, amazing, amazing work.
I talked to someone one time who's a regular at your place and said, what would you do without them? And they're like, I can't even think that. You know what I mean? That's how important you are. I can't even think about not having them there. And that's, I mean, he's right. I mean, you've changed lives. And not just the person who's there, their family.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I mean, it goes much further beyond that. And if people, you know, look, I money's tight, but I mean, we have to support these organizations like yours and the homeless shelters and everything else, because, you know, the government can't do it. And we need to do it as people who work. I tell my students that all the time, man. Make a profit, but once you do, you better understand the word philanthropy. You don't give some of it back. So,
yeah, the work that goes on there is extraordinary every day. I know you're involved in nonprofit work as well, but just so thankful not only that we have organizations, of course, I have some bias like CP, but all our other nonprofit sisters and brothers as well. And you know, rest assured that the people are not doing that for the money. They're doing it because they're driven by mission and vision and values. Yeah. And that's really a really rewarding thing to see and understand every day.
And just the human aspect of it. You see something that needs help and you just do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what you're doing every day.
Lucky thanks to have for having you, John.
Me. Appreciate
always
it, guys.
Great having you here,
thanks.
John.
Happy Halloween.
We'll keep promoting this. Coming up on the 8th, big night. Kristen Ambrose, Port Mortgage, is joining us next. Back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. When Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders spoke in Oshkosh Monday, he encouraged voters to go to the polls. But he wasn't just stumping for the Harris-Walz ticket. He was also there to support Tammy Baldwin.
All the outstanding members on our committee fighting for veterans' rights, fighting for lower-cost prescription drugs, fighting for a healthcare system that works for all of us.
Baldwin, who's running for re-election as U.S. Senator, is facing opposition from bank owner Eric Hovde. The general election is 1 week from today. Legendary Packers coach Mike Holmgren and his daughter, Dr. Calla Holmgren, endorsed Dr. Kristen Lierley for Congress in Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District yesterday. Dr. Calla Holmgren is an obstetrician-gynecologist who specializes in high-risk pregnancies. Lierley is running against Trump-endorsed Tony Weed, a Green Bay-area businessman. In the past 2 weeks, Northeast Wisconsin has gathered a lot of attention from candidates and supporters in races as diverse as U.S. President to U.S. Senator to local Senate and Assembly districts. Lori Palmieri is running for re-election in the 54th Assembly District.
I think that there is a lot of emphasis going on in the Fox Valley because the decision outcome is decided by two or three votes per ward in this part of the state. And so it's absolutely razor thin, and the decision could be made in Winnebago County, or I've heard Door County, I've heard Brown County.
Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was in Manitowoc yesterday. Former President and Republican Donald J. Trump will rally in Green Bay tomorrow. For Civic Media and 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. John Oliver's comedic takes on current events are top-notch. If you want a sample size and a good laugh, check out his and Will Ferrell's funny parody of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Oliver, an immigrant himself, had to take a test to become a citizen and then listen to Greenwood's song during his citizenship ceremony and thought new U.S. citizens deserved better. When he found out Greenwood charges the U.S. government $700 a year to use the song, it rubbed him the wrong way. So he is offering the new Will Ferrell version to the government for $701. $1. Seems like a sensible price. Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Denever, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper. The film will be set in England at Hopkins' character's vast estate, with Thurman playing a housekeeper falling for a young woman and author who is visiting. It sounds quite steamy because Thurman and Denever are both very attractive, and even more so because there is no mention of Anthony Hopkins doing a love scene. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight, our temperature dropping into the mid 60s. Tomorrow, showers, thunder showers with falling temperatures will be in the upper 50s to low 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Jane Benson is running for state assembly to protect reproductive freedom. She trusts women to decide when, if, and how to have children. She knows these are personal decisions, not meant for politicians. If complications come, the further away from help, the greater the risk. Healthcare professionals must be able to do what is best for their patients without fear of prosecution. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Insha Rahman. We're going to talk about crime, public safety, policing, and immigration, and what voters in Wisconsin really want.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. This segment brought to you by Kristen Ambrose from Point Mortgage. And poor Kristen, she comes in and we just bombard for like 6 months now. So what do you think about the rent? Where is it going? Is it going down to Point? Well, how is it going? We apologize.
It's all good.
She has all the packages, the mortgage packages to help you, but she's not, she brought everything with her except the crystal ball.
Yeah, that's correct. That is correct. I leave that at home on purpose.
Well, we've been saying for a long time, you know, will the election change things? Will it, move the market? So far it has not, right?
No, it hasn't at all. Like we all, and this is the first time, and if you talked to me a year ago, I would have, and I still, I've worked through a lot of elections in my career. Mm-hmm. And, I've been in this over 20 years. And so I've worked a lot of elections.
Okay. And really? That's old? That's long? Come on. My shoes are older than 20 years I'm wearing right now. So don't.
That's what the smell is going on.
No, just kidding. But no, you've worked through a lot of elections, and you could almost say every single election, rates are coming down, gas is coming down, groceries coming down. Nothing's really coming down.
No.
In fact, interest rates, when we were just saying, the Federal Reserve dropped their Fed's fund rate, but the jobs numbers was reconciled, if you will, and they went up so much that rates went up, a quarter to a half point. So what people think are down right now, we're back up. So your guess is as good as mine right now. I think they're leaning too heavily on the jobs report, in my opinion, as far as mortgage rates are concerned. But at the same time, I could debate it both ways, where if rates drop too low too fast, it could create a whole nother monster that I don't know that we want right now. So it's really debatable.
All right.
And I think what's important is don't rely on the federal government for your future. You want to buy a house, you've saved some money.
I agree.
And
either find a way to get it done or
don't.
Well,
go see Kristen and say, look, this is what kind of money I got. What kind of, because it's not that one mortgage thing anymore. I think you told us you have over 100 programs or something. So people need to get there. I was a veteran, or I'm a first-time home buyer, or I'm this or that, and this is what I do. And then you can help them. Find the house you want.
Correct.
Find the money you want, and then find the house you want.
Yeah. It's a big planning event.
Right.
And it's, and I'm to the point now where get more than one opinion. And I know that sounds crazy because obviously in my side, don't love them shopping me.
Right.
But on the other,
Sure.
But I'll give you a perfect example. I pre-approved a gentleman this weekend who was walking around with a pre-approval letter of, $250,000, $260,000, and I wouldn't touch it over $200,000.
Really?
So either the loan officer did not know all the guidelines or did not get all the documentation. I'm a firm believer I will not give you a pre-approval letter unless I have your pay stubs, W-2s, self-employed taxes. I need to make sure that's there. Because if I'm taking your word for it, mortgage income is not 2 + 2 = 4. It's were you this, were you that? How many hours were you this? An average, and it changes everything. And so you've got to be very careful. And so many times I hear, well, my other lender didn't need that documentation. Mm. And so then now we're sending real estate agents, and Ben and Deanna would agree with you and any other real estate agent out
there.
Don't
waste their time.
I'm
not saying, we work or
mean.
They work. It's just, you just got to get it. I mean, this is, and that's one thing that always used to make me a little nervous, to be honest with you. If I was doing a contract and like I was by myself in the office where you didn't have somebody with more experience to kind of look things over. This is such a big deal.
Yes.
And one wrong bit of information can, hijack a quarter million or whatever thing, and you're responsible for it. So that's why these days I can just imagine with things being the way they are, you really have to use the big thick glasses to go over everything,
you do. And so many people, it's not like it was 10 years ago where everyone was at the same job for 20 years and everything. I mean, we're taking 2, 3, 4, 10 W-2s in the last 2 years because people are trying to figure out where they're going to make more money, where they can, because everybody's grabbing for the last dollar they can get, right?
Sure.
Or they're starting new jobs. And there's unfortunately, too many loan officers out there who are just very flippant about it and aren't doing the service to the client that they need to by making sure. The other side of it is you get into a home and let's say you got pre-approved and they didn't collect a document from you and you go write an offer on that home. And then that offer gets accepted. And now you put earnest money on it.
Yeah.
And then the lender comes back to you and says, oops, my bad. Absolutely. Now I got your documents. And are you going to get that earnest money back? There's so much that goes into it. And these are legally binding contracts that make sure you're working with a lender that really understands what your goals are, because that's what your future holds. And you want to line that up now.
Absolutely.
I agree. And I'm at Point Mortgage. What is the most popular program? I tell students or people that are thinking, well, some of these kids are a little bit older, they're returning students, but it's okay to borrow money from your parents if they're going to leave it to you anyway. Take it now, you know, that 25 grand or 20, whatever. I don't know. Some people, it's even if it's 5,000, well, it can help.
But what they can do too, and my sister was a financial planner for everybody in our situation, you know, there's amounts you can give that you don't get taxed on every month.
Correct.
That's a really good way of doing it. And I'm gonna say this too, in my family, what happened was everything that had been saved for a lot of years went to an assisted living home for the next 10 years, mm-hmm. and it just went away.
Yep.
Where do we go there?
I know, right? I know. Yeah. I can't even imagine what's
going
to cost.
$7,000 now, what's it going to be when we're there?
I know. Good. Unbelievable.
$7,100.
Yep. But you've got it right now. You've got to be so sharp on those kind of things.
So sharp. You've
got to
be so careful in who you're working with and exactly all of that. Yep. Yes. This is a big deal. Buying a home. Going online, and we have an online application too. That speeds things up. But working with a loan officer who you don't talk to ever or doesn't communicate with you is very, very tricky. And you got to make sure they're looking out for your best interest. You would never go to a financial planner, right? And not at least want to meet with them once or talk to them over the phone and understand what they're doing and then just give them all your money. So you got to be set up right.
But I think what Jim was talking about with these, you know, these parents, old school up until now, basically, the idea was parents are going to save. And then when they pass away, kids are all going to get this nice little whatever. Yes. Well, a lot of those kids are fine, you know, at this point.
Look, we've given them enough.
Yeah, great jobs, great whatever. They're all set.
Right.
But yeah. these younger kids to be able to use that. And I think, and like, well, the parents are still alive even. Type thing. I think
much rather do it now.
That's the best way to do it.
I'm in full agreement with you on that. Yeah.
Hey, so you talk about, you know, online application, seeing you. Give us where do we find you?
Yeah.
I know you and I know where to find you, but tell our listeners where to find you.
So you can always start with calling or texting, whatever is easier. And then, or you can go to my website. It's www.ambosteam.com. And then you can get information there. Or again, like I said, you can call me 920-606-1156. And we can always get the conversation started there.
And, you know, we've been talking about this with the election. Is there a point now where we just have to say, okay, nothing major is going to happen. If you're thinking about doing it, do the other things you need to do. Don't depend on the rates all of a sudden coming down to 4.5 or something like that again.
No, because the only thing that's going to happen is, again, you're going to flood the market. And then you're going to drive prices up. So if you are at all thinking that this next few months is the time to buy, get in now. Get in now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And it's going to be interesting. Everybody's like, well, what happens with the presidential race? Well, it really what happens in the Senate and the Congress is mm-hmm. really important. And if you can control all three, there'll be some changes in the world, right?
Yes.
But
yes.
Seldom does that happen, you know.
Right.
But. You know, we'll see. I mean, this election to me stuff is like John watching the playoffs. You know, I'm totally into it. You know, and I like watching what's going on here and there. But I do think that no matter what goes on, I'm still going to take care of myself. And I think people should do that and go see you and say, look, I'm going to buy a house. I don't know who's going to win. I don't know what senator's going to win. But the only thing I know for sure is I'm going to buy a house.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
And then do it. You
correct.
Know?
If you're holding on to it long term, housing investments long term have always.
Right.
It always wins.
It always wins the race.
Yeah.
Real estate.
Very seldom does it go backwards.
Even when they talk about things, interest rates going down, what hasn't gone down is the price of houses.
Right.
That continually goes up and it just has not gone down.
No, and in our area is very, you know, for lack of a better term, but it is very conservative in the fact that our housing does not have major swings and down. It stays very steady. So right now we're at about between a 4 and a 6, depending on your house price, 4 to 6 appreciation this year when everyone thought it was down. And it's going to continue to stay at that. So that's a lot. Now you take that over owning a home for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's a big appreciation.
Right, so let's say there's some young home buyers, first-time home buyers listening.
Yep.
What are some of the red flags you want to let them know about way ahead of time versus them sitting in your office and you saying, oh, I hadn't seen this. Tell me about this. What are some of those red flags?
Yes, I love it. So one is you can't have any leads on any of your payments to make sure that you have...
Even small ones, right?
Even small ones. So
I mean, even like would they like your cable bill or something. Would that shows up.
Do you know how many times I see collections for Verizon or Time Warner? Or,
really?
Yeah, just pay your bills. And at the end of the day, you know, I'll get a lot of people will be like, this is my protest. I'm not paying them. I'm like, well, they put this on because they're going to get their money. So you want a house? You're going to have to pay them. It's $100. It's ruining your credit. Just pay them. Like, I hate to say it or take it to another, but once they put the collection on, they got you. And
really?
Yeah. And I see it all the time because people are just like, they made me mad and I'm not paying them. It's like, was it really worth it? You know, so it always comes at the cost of something. Make sure you understand what that cost is and what it's worth to you.
But I sure don't want to defend Verizon or Spectrum because
not saying that you don't have
just saying they. I think sometimes people have a dispute. And
yes.
I think the credit company will honor a dispute, but it's got to get resolved.
They will honor a dispute. But what they don't tell you is once you dispute it and you say, yes, I want to dispute it, they put a dispute on your credit bureau that drops your scores. So the second you say the word dispute, they put a dispute on the trade line, on the liability.
Wow.
And now your score drops. So it's looked at negatively. Hmm. So when I'm a mortgage loan officer and I'm looking at this, I cannot have any major collections, disputes, charge-offs, judgments. Now charge-offs, I can replace a charge-off with a payment, and that's okay depending on the loan program. But if it's a high enough collection and or a dispute, that has to be rectified before we close. And
right.
A lot of, not in every, I don't want to say every, but the key of the conversation is just don't let it happen to you.
They're coming down hard for that. I mean, you might be totally in the right.
Correct.
Or something. And go, and you're still being penalized just by...
Yeah. There's a lot of regulations out there, the credit bureau agencies. Here's the other key that it's really difficult right now on our end dealing with the credit bureau agencies is once I pull a credit for a mortgage, the credit bureau agencies now sell your name and phone number to all these other mortgage companies. So if I pull your credit, and I'm not doing it, the credit bureau agencies are. So now they're selling that information. Now you're going to get 30 calls from other mortgage lenders who are bottom feeders who just want a quick lead because they can't go get their own business. So they're buying leads in order to make sure that they can try to swoop in and get the deal.
Wow.
Yes, it's crazy out there. And they're allowed to not only charge us and charge the borrower for the credit bureau, then turn around and sell their information on them when that borrower would never want that information sold.
Wow.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Let's start a credit bureau agency.
Okay, let's do it.
We'll just be nice guys. Go to Mine on the Mayor. Yeah, he's good. He's
what
good
for
nice guy. I mean, nice guy.
Right.
Everybody else has you in the 600. Everybody else has you in the 600. Yeah. Jim and John, 820.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Greatest credit I've ever seen.
Can't went to a great high school, played football. I know his coach. So,
love this guy.
Yeah, well, okay.
Completely.
Wow. This is fascinating stuff.
This is
it's almost scary stuff.
It is.
But you talked about what can kids do to,
right?
And what can first-time home buyers, not kids, but first-time buyers can do. The other thing is that have some money.
Right. You got to save some.
Something.
Like, even if it's a 0% down program, and they're like, oh, it's zero down.
Closing costs. Yep.
There's still closing costs. Right. There's still earnest money. You still have to pay for your first year of insurance.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so you still need some skin in the game.
Right.
No question.
No, even if it's, you read these great deals, no money down. It's like,
you still got to have some money.
Right.
Some money.
Those two things, I think.
And I'll tell you what, if you don't have a home warranty or something and the furnace goes your first week there. And
it's always the first month or two.
Wow. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage. This is fantastic information.
Thank you.
Really good stuff.
AmbroseTeam.com and 920-606-1156.
Love it.
Awesome.
So I can't lie at all in credit reports and like this stuff.
No,
nothing. Not
I
even
will
a
find every bit of it. Don't lie to your lender because we will find it.
Okay, Kristen, you're the best.
Thank you so
great
much.
Great having
guys.
You
have
here,
a
Kristen
great day.
Ambos. Check her out, Point Mortgage. She will give you the straightest answers you'll ever.
Which is what you want.
Betcha.
Exactly.
Yes, you do.
No dancing around.
Thank you.
Mino and the Mayor. Back after this.
Get a good job with or paying your okay.
talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Clean, safe water is critical for our families, farms, and future. Jane Benson chooses our health over big business profits. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouth-watering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage. She will not mess around, folks. Go right to her. She'll give you the straight answers. This studio has never smelled better.
Worse.
Better.
Are you grossing out in there?
I think Jim had it right.
Okay.
I have you. So I put some of that Geo on.
Mine?
Whatever it is. Yeah. And I remember wearing that back in the day. But I also remember that I put a different brand on this morning, too.
Oh.
And I don't even know what it is. It's just something that I have.
So you're crossing over.
I'm crossing over.
This is Gio Armani. Giorgio Armani.
Yep.
Aqua D, poor homie.
Poor homie.
That's what it says on the bottom.
A poor homie? I don't think so.
What does it say on the bottom? Todd snort on that one.
What would you call that?
I just don't know. The guy saying poor homie is pretty funny.
That's... Poor homie.
It's poor, P-O-U-R. It's not poor, like a poor
but then
homie.
H-O-M-M-E.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's French.
I think it's kind of like, hey, pour some, homie. Here we go.
Sure. Well, and that is exactly because yeah. It smells like teen spirit in here now.
Yeah, that does smell like 1998.
And then you brought in?
The English leather.
This was like a manly one.
That yeah. That's
this is like my dad before going to bowling night or something.
This smells like straight rubbing alcohol.
It kind of does.
I remember a better smell than that.
Correct.
Yeah, that's a little.
I'm coming in to smell that.
No, I don't think they put the sweet in there. It doesn't smell as good.
It doesn't.
They got
smell...
a picture of a saddle on it, and it kind of smells like a saddle.
No.
It smells like underneath the saddle.
It does.
Why am I snorting this one? Ooh. No, thank you.
No, right?
See?
So I win today for the
you
best
do.
Smell.
Who would have thought?
I'm the best smelling man in this building. I'm proud of that.
First time,
first achievement
time.
I've ever had here.
Yeah.
Wow. Ding, ding. Okay. Give him the bell on that one.
All right.
You could share this.
But you've also just inherited this apparently 12-ounce bottle, 8 ounces.
Yeah. Anytime they sell sell it by the gallon, you kind of know it's not that
don't
good.
Don't they say that guys who had issues with drinking would drink this?
I believe it because it smells.
It's 40% alcohol.
It's got an ABV on the side of the bottle.
I love the warnings. Flammable. Do not use near flame or heat.
And all the guys back then smoking cigarettes.
Absolutely.
And putting on their
no question.
English leather.
No question.
Remember Anchorman? His cologne was Sex Panther, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
And it was just like straight gasoline.
Of course you'd remember Sex Panther, but I just don't remember
60%
that.
Of the time it works all the time.
Wow. Thank you for bringing us. I want to have a collection of them here.
Oh, sure.
I do.
It'll smell like a men's locker room.
But it's a good men's locker room smell, don't you think?
Yours. Surprisingly, yes. I never thought I'd see the day where I am praising your...
That John Mino smells
cologne.
Good. Say it.
Cologne. Just say it. Yes, well, you smell good.
Say, John Mino, you smell good.
And you're wearing a very lovely polo shirt today.
You're not supposed to wear cologne like before, like 2 or 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because nobody wears cologne in the morning. Nobody. It's
oh, that's a quick poll sometimes.
Look up cologne etiquette.
No, there are a lot of no I've been in offices that's... where women are be like, ooh, who smells so good?
Correct. Okay, the guy is, okay, how'd he do? No, John,
he
don't
did
wear
well.
Cologne in the morning. No, nobody puts cologne on in the morning.
Mm.
Quick poll, Todd.
That's, I'm not taking a poll. I'm that's taking poll. Look it up.
Yes, Google it.
Is there a cologne
Your opinion?
Etiquette?
Your opinion, you wear it in the morning?
Yes.
Your husband?
Not
Rob
every day.
Rob smells pretty good. I've been close to Rob.
Yeah.
He smells good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very subtle. You have to be very close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then you're doing it right because you're not overpowering.
They
can't...
say 3-1-1 rule for cologne is what that is.
What does that
have
mean?
You ever heard that?
No. I looked up cologne and colonoscopy came up, so I spelled it wrong. Which smells like Johnny's cologne.
Etiquette. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, what's,
you do
what's
not the... wear cologne to your colonoscopy.
Correct. What is 3-1-1 cologne etiquette? What does it say?
Well, I just realized that was something else.
Oh, okay. Gee, never mind. All right. I'm
surprised.
I bet ladies would like guys to wear cologne more.
Okay. I don't argue.
Was it Jared Bush that came in?
Yes.
And he smelled incredible. Remember that?
That's
we asked him what he
cologne.
Was wearing. That was cologne.
Was it?
Yes.
And it cost like $150 a bottle.
No, it was more than that.
More than that, yeah.
I think it was like $500 a bottle.
Whoa.
Yes.
Did he do that for us, or does he wear cologne in the morning?
I bet
he wears cologne all day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Top to bottom. What's your cologne etiquette? You were a direct application. Otherwise, aren't you supposed to spritz and walk through it? Just so that you're lightly scented?
Do
you wear cologne, Jim?
To my dad. No, I don't. I just don't. Very, very seldom. I mean,
I don't think I've ever sprayed any on me before.
If it's a gift and my kids give it to me, I would wear it. But I would never, ever wear it until in the afternoon. Did your dad tell you? No.
No.
Who does that?
My dad worked in the mine underground.
You wear cologne. Cologne.
I'm just saying, maybe I'm wrong on that. I was telling Todd, my parents, even with that guy that was in this morning, didn't your parents told you stuff? And
my dad would go out, he would always have cologne on.
He wasn't cologne.
It was aftershave.
Yeah, something.
But not when he went out for breakfast.
He never went out for breakfast.
I'm just saying, John, it was an evening cologne, I think, is... design.
It might be a generational thing.
Maybe.
Scotty says all day, every day.
Scotty.
Attaboy, Scotty.
And he probably has all the chicks, too. I'm just
Absolutely.
Saying.
Right. I mean, okay.
Oh, you want to know it is just money?
I'll take a do-over.
Money? Wear a cologne like this and tell some chick in a bar you're a firefighter.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Not
Talk
wrong.
About a fire.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. 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 Probably.
Do you want to borrow this?
Or here, let's have a poll. Let's send you guys out on a Friday night.
Okay.
Both wearing the same cologne.
Okay.
One of you tells people that you're a firefighter.
Yeah.
The other, the mayor.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that bet.
We'll record the results.
All right.
I'll take that bet.
Yes.
Well, she's trying to start trouble.
Oh, boy, is she ever.
I already am in trouble.
Yeah, well, look at the time.
Yeah, well, who works for who?
Sir, if we'd have you on here longer, Nikki. Son of a gun.
Ah,
wow. That was fun.
All right, we're out of time. It's been a fun Tuesday. Back at tomorrow morning. Mano the Man, Nikki Z.
See ya.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mary Hayes is the chair of the Shequamagon Democrats for Bayfield and Ashland counties. Going to get a little update with her. We will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.